ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
It's the Lesbian Lounge, and I'm your host, Denise, an American lesbian living in London. And you are listening to me. I'm not quite sure how you found me. Maybe you found me on iTunes or Podbean or Stitcher. Or maybe it's Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, and I'm coming right at you from rainbowradio.fm. Could be. I am brought to you by mylesbianradio.com, and you can check that site out anytime you want. But whatever way you came across finding me, welcome. Glad you could tune in. There's a lot going on at mylesbianradio.com. We have launched a few new shows, as promised. I mentioned this before, and it has come the time to debut these shows for you. You can catch Ragtime right now, featuring myself, along with Heather and Nicole of the Pusscast podcast, a.k.a. the P-Cast. That's basically a monthly short burst of a show about us talking about what annoys us when we're at the peak of our PMS. Because that's what happens. You get a little irritable, a little cranky, things annoy you, you get irked very easily. And it's usually some focused topics. So that's what we're doing on Ragtime. Also, we welcome UK out comedian Carrie Lee with her new show, Funny Business, The Women of Stand-Up. And on Carrie's first show, she has a chat with the always funny Lara A. King, out stand-up comic and cabaret host, MC, and musician. Great chat with them. And that's going to be a monthly show as well. So check that out. Every month, Carrie's going to be discussing kind of like the business of comedy and life in that business with some of our favorite ladies of stand-up in the UK and the US. We will also be launching Planet Radio from the girls of planet-london.com, and that will keep you up to date with everything they have going on. Like right now, the Ultimate Planet Awards is going to be happening on March 20th, so you must be sure that you voted. That's a very prestigious awards evening for our LBQ community, kind of like the lesbian Oscars, if you will. My Lesbian Radio has been the recipient of the best radio show 2 years in a row. This year we were a little lax, and I take the blame for that. I wasn't on the ball too much, so we weren't even nominated. But there's some great people in the category this year, and also all the different categories. So if you get a minute, go to planet-london.com and check out the Ultimate Planet Awards and do your voting. As for me, I'm still doing the Lesbian Lounge, albeit sporadically. Life is getting busy, folks. I mean, what can I say? My wife was in Australia for a couple of weeks in January, and I took that time to finally finish my book, and now it is in the hands of my very capable editor, and will soon be on its way to being published, so I will keep you posted on that. I'm also producing all the new shows that I just mentioned, plus in the middle of all this, we are launching a new LGBT music spotlight show, hosted by out musician Sarah Cooper-Ryder of Columbus, Ohio. She started off as a fan, and she's really evolved. She is launching her first ever album, studio album, and that's coming out in February. You can go to our feed right now and check out a little teaser for Music for Your Soul, and that's going to be a great show that we'll be adding soon, so keep your ears peeled for that. I have really just come off a great weekend. We had the lovely ladies of the UK girl band Eek staying with us, Lucy and Mandy Burton, came down from the Birmingham area. They both have back-to-back birthdays. So he celebrated with a trip into London for a little browsing at Madame Tussaud's Wax Museum. And we did a little lunch at Wagamama's, and then we had a mooch around Oxford Street. Spent the day in L-Town. Pretty fun. Weather was not cooperating at all. The winds were whipping. It was quite cold, but we made the best of it. Before that, we were up in Birmingham to see Eek's Farewell to Ruth gig. Their bassist is off traveling the world for the rest of the year, and what a send-off she had. So we wish you the best, Ruth. We will miss you, and we can't wait for you to get back. I've also been puppy-sitting, as you know, for my neighbors. They have a 6-month-old French bulldog named Winston, and that's been fun. I'm not technically, I'm not a dog person. I'm all about the stereotypical lesbian loving her cat person, but this has been quite fun. Although he is, I think he's going through like a teething stage right now, so he's chewing on absolutely everything he can get his little snouty mouth on. But for the most part, been quite fun. Like I said, my wife was in Australia for a few weeks this January visiting family and friends, and that would include Gay James, who is now running his own restaurant called Cafe Velarda in Brisbane, and he's doing quite well. It was so nice to see pictures of him, and Gemma said that the restaurant is aces. It's mostly vegan, organic, gluten-free, very top-notch, and doing quite well. So congrats to you, Gay James. But you see what I mean. So busy, typical, everyday stuff. Like just everyday stuff just gets in the way of sitting down for an hour and doing a podcast. This weekend, we woke up on Sunday to find that our boiler was dead. No heat, no hot water. On the plus side, we learned how to change a fuse. On the downside, it wasn't a fuse that was the problem. It was the entire circuit board of the boiler unit that was dead. So we went for 2 full days without heat, which was awful because it was about 45, 47 outside. And then in the house, it was like 60, 61. Brutal. We were layered in hoodies and woolly socks and even hats. Worse than that, the no hot water thing was awful. Awful. It reminded me of the days when we experienced Hurricane Wilma and had 9 days of no power. It was just brutal. I mean, I was washing dishes with kettle water. I mean, we had electricity and gas and stuff, but so we were using the kettle for any kind of warm water stuff. So it was, it really was like fucking camping. Horrible. I took my first icy cold 4-minute shower that I've had in a long time. Like I said, probably from 2008, 2009. And then miraculously about an hour after that, awful experience, my neighbor told us that we had an immersion tank. And if we flipped the switch in our meter closet, the hot water in that immersion tank would get heated and we would have some hot water on reserve. Wish I would have known that an hour earlier. But I got to say, British Gas was fantastic. They came out and they had to order the part. But in the meantime, the lovely repairman Stuart left us a space heater. And so we had the space heater. We had the immersion tank. It wasn't horribly off. It was awful, but it wasn't horrible. I'm happy to report that we're back to normal now. Stuart came back the next day, brought the new circuit board, synced our thermostats, did a whole workup. So we're fine now. I can actually type without gloves, and that is, sounds funny saying. but that's good, because now I'm starting a new writing project, which has really led me into my past, like my youth, and the rediscovery of some of the music during the best times of my childhood. No joke, I had such a great time. Like I want to share some of my playlists that it's actually come about in my writing. And this was one of my favorite songs. We'll be right back. Good stuff. The soundtrack of my youth. Oh, it's been fantastic. I also realized that I guess in doing this that I was quite the Chaka Khan fan. Who knew? Not me. I mean, maybe a little bit, but wow. Remember this one.
I just think I have been so much.
Oh man, right? Am I right? It kind of, it does, it just takes you right back. Like that music, you almost remember, like, geez, what you were wearing. Ooh. So that's been fun. This new project has led me down a quite memorable and fun path. Some highlights and hot topics. The Denver Broncos beat the Carolina Panthers in the Super Bowl number 50 this past Sunday at Levi's Stadium in San Francisco. Final was 24-10, and Peyton Manning kept his composure and led his team to victory. That's great, because there's a lot of talk about Peyton retiring, and if he does, he will retire on top. Carolina's Cam Newton failed, really, to get anything started for his team from the get-go. But there were, I thought there were good moments. I mean, some of the calls were a little crappy, like really taunting and stuff. It's the Super Bowl. But it had a great turnout. It was amazing. There was a lot of celebrities, like really out in full force. Kate and Oliver Hudson, Rob Lowe, Mariska Hargitay, Usher, David Beckham, Jordan Sparks, just to name a few, all attended the game. They were tweeting and Instagramming tons of pictures. So that was a fun night. Not so much for me, because it doesn't even get started until, like, I don't know, 10 to midnight. It goes on until 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. The general census was that Lady Gaga slayed the national anthem to kick things off. I thought it was amazing. Really different style of singing for her. Let's take a little listen of some of that. Really, really good stuff. I think the thing I noticed the most was, like, you wouldn't, if you didn't know that was her singing, you probably wouldn't think that it was. And that's pretty cool. Pretty cool that she could change her sound the way she does. Amazing. The Pepsi halftime show with Coldplay, Beyonce, and Bruno Mars was all the talk on social media. And I mean all the talk on social media. Mixed reviews, really. Coming in regarding Chris Martin of Coldplay. And I generally don't really understand the fuss or why people don't like them. I thought they were good. I think the band's good. You can't tell me there's a person out there that doesn't have a Coldplay song on their iPod or in their music on a playlist. Maybe just one, but still. Generally, I don't get it. I mean, okay, maybe it wasn't the greatest choice for the halftime show, but, I mean, seriously. I mean, obviously they were upstaged by Beyonce and Bruno Mars, but, you know, the thing of it is that you're comparing them with, with the queen of everything in the world and with the guy that had the number one song for most of 2014, 2015. So, I mean, they asked for it. They asked for it. But yeah, Beyonce stole the show with Formation and Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk. Fantastic. But I think, you know, most people that were watching it, I mean, I don't know. It was pretty funny that Taraji P. Henson, the cookie from Empire, tweeted, Yes, Maroon 5 is everything to me. When Coldplay was on. That was pretty funny. But later on, she admitted that she really had no idea who Coldplay were and that she had asked the others in her Super Bowl suite who was playing, and they told her Maroon 5. She also admitted that she had quite a few in bunny ears Kool-Aids up in the booth. So for you, Cookie, you know, you got to get your white bands straight. There's no no denying that. And this is Maroon 5. Different sound than Coldplay, which is actually So yeah, a little bit of a difference there, wouldn't you say? Jeez, I don't know. But anyways, I thought it was a good Super Bowl. It was a good game. Obviously not for you Panther fans, but for you Bronco fans, big time. So yeah, that was pretty fun. You know, the sad thing is, I don't know about you, but I feel like every day I open up my Facebook feed or read my Twitter feed, and another famous musician has passed away, and sadly that was the case last week. I mean, we've lost Natalie Cole, David Bowie, Glenn Frey, Paul Kantner, Jefferson Airplane, Otis Clay, producer Renee Angelis, a lot of big name people in the music business, and it's scary. But it was just reported last week too that Earth, Wind & Fire co-founder and singer Maurice White dead at the age of 74. I mean, come on, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh my God.
Oh,
Good stuff. Really sad, really sad. So rest in peace, Maurice White. Rest in peace, my man. More news. This is pretty interesting stuff that this has kind of gone under the radar, and it's big, important news. So I'm really stunned that we're not making a bigger deal out of this. Maybe it will. We'll see. But a new system has been approved in the District of Columbia that will require healthcare professionals to get training in LGBT competency. The Advocate picked up today on the unnoticed legislation, the LGBTQ Cultural Competency Continuing Education Amendment Act, after it cleared the Council of District of Columbia, the governing body for Washington, D.C. The legislation was unanimously passed this week when signed by Mayor Mariel Bowser and will set a new benchmark for LGBT healthcare policies. The bill would make D.C. the first jurisdiction in the U.S. to require all healthcare professionals, including doctors and nurses, undergo 2 credits of instruction on cultural competency or specialized clinical training focusing on patients who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, gender nonconforming, queer, or questioning their sexual orientation or gender identity and expression. Really important stuff. The bill is designed to tackle the specific barriers that some LGBTQ people, and specifically trans people, are faced with when getting treatment. The majority of doctors have never received training to deal with the issues that LGBTQ patients face. And while the LGBTQ people are still statistically a higher risk of depression and mental health issues, maybe this will accurately have our healthcare professionals in the know when it comes to treating them. It's really big news. On the other side of the coin, the state of Michigan has made gay sex illegal with a penalty that could land you in jail for 15 years. The state Senate has passed a bill that puts a ban on anal sex. The bill, sponsored by Senator Rick Jones, would make oral and anal sex a crime, with those found guilty handed a 15-year jail term. The law, which was supposed to tackle bestiality, sex that happens between humans and animals, but one clause is conflated, which means that sex other than vaginal is forbidden in the state of Michigan. The clause reads, "A person who commits the abominable and detestable crime against nature with mankind or with any animal is guilty of a felony punishable by imprisonment for no more than 15 years," it states. The law was supposed to protect animals by forbidding those who have abused them from adopting pets. Mr. Jones said that by removing "with mankind" would unravel the whole bill. It's all due to be considered by the House next week, but Jesus, where are we at in society, people? Come on. Hillary, campaigning hard as we're getting nearer and nearer that November date. Hillary sends a powerful message for LGBT individuals when she spoke at a college in New Hampshire over the weekend, where she was asked by a student about various issues facing LGBT youth today. "Senator Clinton, the people in the LGBT community want economic justice, trans justice. We're facing employment discrimination and a lack of health insurance. How will you change that?" asked one student. "You deserve justice and equality under the law, and that's why I support the Equality Act. I've been on the front lines to try and get justice for the LGBT community and to try and end discrimination," she responded. Remaining positive, the former Secretary of State did acknowledge that there was a lot of work to be done. "Even though there's been a sea of change that you're living through, there are still a lot of children, a lot of kids who are bullied, who are driven to take their own lives, and we need much more support for them. My advocacy for the Equality Act is going to be at the top of my list when I'm president." So that's good news. But the best news in politics came when Adele told Donald Trump to stop using her music. Yeah, she basically told Trump, "Hands off, don't use my music, it's not for political gain." And that's that. Apparently, Mr. Trump has been using Skyfall and Rolling in the Deep as his entrance music to some of his speeches. So, not cool, my man, not cool. In other news, this was big, this hit me this morning. This was all over social media yesterday. There was a huge gay bloodbath at Sirius XM satellite radio, where apparently OutQ was the victim. Funny man Frank DeCaro's show being forced to end after 12 years. Last June, Sirius OutQ, the Sirius XM satellite radio's LGBT channel, bid farewell to Derek and Romaine after 12 years of news and banter, and that was just the tip of the gay iceberg. As of this Friday, the channel is deader than the animals worn by Sir Elton John. Tragically, they're canceling the whole thing. The whole OutQ. Funny man Frank DeCaro's show is being forced to end. But fortunately for Frank, he's got a blooming career as a writer and a comic, and he's been opening actually for Lisa Lampanelli all over the place. Meanwhile, the Morning Jolt host Larry Flick is staying aboard. They axed his sidekick Keith Price, and they're moving Larry to the EW radio channel. Even some of the non-OutQ gays are being shown the door. Lance Bass's radio show on Radio Andy is bye-bye-bye, ain't no lie. The cost-cutting move is sadly turning out into out of a job. Yeah, I mean, it was like a Game of Thrones red wedding over there. So that sucks for all of you who pay expressly for satellite radio because you wanted OutQ. Sad, sad. Well, you know what? Valentine's Day is coming up, so don't be a douchebag and forget a card or kiss or flowers or whatever it is you do. Just don't forget it. I mean, I'm giving you fair warning. You got a couple of days to get your shit together and come across as a hero. And with that, it made me think of the way the love songs of the 80s. Like I said, I was going down memory lane. Love songs of the 80s were quite the power ballads everywhere. But I went in the opposite direction, and I remember this song being quite popular in my days of having crushes on boys. Yeah, boys. Yeah. All right, all right. You can take your fingers out of your ears now, whatever. Just remember, I mean, Debbie Gibson was making music in her bedroom at the age of 16 on a keyboard player, and she also produced her own first album. So, you know, show some respect. in entertainment news, Ellen DeGeneres is now on in the UK. That's right, folks. She is airing daily on ITV at 1:45 p.m., although it's about 2 weeks behind what's currently airing in the States. It's still Ellie on our tellies, and we couldn't be happier over here. Just announced, Orange is the New Black has been renewed by Netflix for 3 more seasons, and they've also upped Big Boo and Flocka to series regulars. Laura Prepon did an interview and alluded to Alex being back, and the official word on Ruby Rose's character Stella is maybe, maybe not. So we'll have to wait and see. If you miss Laura Prepon, though, and you can't wait until June 14th when the series comes back to Netflix, I highly suggest binging on That 70s Show. All the seasons are on Netflix right now, and I am in heaven. I have forgotten how friggin' funny that show was, and I'm loving it. Just back to back to back to back, season after season. So good. Such good stuff there. I mean, all your favorites. Laura Prepon, Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis. I guess I just forgot, like, how much I loved the show when it first aired. Good stuff. Also, our buddy Fortune Feimster on The Mindy Project in a more regular role, and that show is on Hulu, so be sure to keep up with that. If you've got Amazon, by all means, watch Transparent Season 2. It was fantastic. It was a little slower moving, a little more intense than the first season, but hang in there, because I almost gave up around, I guess, episode 4. But I stuck it out, and I have to tell you, the last 2 episodes were well worth it. So, good stuff there. And if you haven't already heard, Mozart in the Jungle on Amazon, another great series. I binged 2 seasons in 1 day. 2 seasons in 1 day. It's just a fantastic, interesting sitcom, basically. It's a half an hour show. It's not like rah-ha-ha funny, but it's just quirky, and it totally keeps you interested. Very cool stuff, kind of about the fictional New York City Symphony and all the stuff that goes on in the world of classical music that you wouldn't think does. Bernadette Peters, fantastic. Malcolm McDowell, excellent. Great stuff. Sad news, though, for you Jane Lynch fans, because her new TV comedy, Angel from Hell, was officially canceled, effective immediately. And it's been announced that 2 Broke Girls will take over that time slot while they redo their schedule. Good news, though, ABC just bought a pilot called Wingman that was created by Ed Weeks, who plays the British doctor on The Mindy Project, and it is about a free-spirited lesbian and her uptight, straight male BFF. Sounds a bit like a reverse Will and Grace, but we'll take it. We'll take it. We don't mind the exposure. We need it. You know, honestly, lots of good stuff happening. I am sorry that I'm not more regular on the podcast feed, but like I said, life gets in the way. So for now, folks, that's it. I just wanted you to have a podcast and want you to go another weekend without. Thank you for being here, and thank you for spreading the word about mylesbianradio.com, because really, we've got it all on our audio feed now. We've got Claire Lydon's Lesbian Book Club, we've got Ragtime, we've got Funny Business, we've got Music for Your Soul, we've got Planet Radio, and we've got the Lesbian Lounge. It's all there. So be sure you're subscribed, whether it's on Podbean, iTunes, or Stitcher. Stay tuned and up to date with everything that's going on. If you're subscribed, you won't miss a thing. You can follow me on Twitter, @LesbianLounge. You can write in to thelesbianloungepodcast@gmail.com. And you can always check our website at mylesbianradio.com. And every Wednesday, this show comes at you right out of rainbowradio.fm at 3 p.m. Eastern. I love you. I mean it. I'll see you later. Bye-bye. I'm going to close on 2 songs that if you can't relate to as part of your 80s, then you're dead to me. Bye-bye now. Somebody's coming around with my chances on the
We'll be right back.